Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author R.G. Bud Phelps, and he is the author of Anti-Nazi Task Force Adventures. Bud was involved in accounting and management for various types of businesses for about 50 years, and now he writes books. Bud, how are you?
I'm fine, Don. How about yourself?
Good. Well, tell us about this book, please.
Well, the Anti-Nazi Task Force Adventures was a sequel to the Mill Park Mystery. And it starts where the Mill Park Mysteries ends. And it is a continuation of two gentlemen in Europe seeking stolen art collections by the Nazis from Jewish families during World War II. And they were challenged by the neo-Nazis of today when they were making this attempt to recover this art. Basically, that's the story. That's the premise of the story.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically?
I wrote my book for three basic groups of people. People in their 70s and 80s that had direct experience, either from family or friends, during World War II. And then I wrote it for people in their 30s to 50s who heard of these adventures from their parents and had an interest in World War II. And a sympathy for people that were persecuted during that war. And then the third group is the juniors and seniors in high school that are actually studying World War II. And they are hearing about these adventures of people seeking art that was stolen. Fortunately, there's been two movies out recently that feature these kinds of things. The first movie was Monuments Men, and the second movie was Woman in Gold. Both of these movies are dealing with art, either through public art, which was what Monuments Men was about, or private art, which is what Woman in Gold was about. And Woman in Gold actually was about a true portrait of a lady who was a Jewish lady named Adele Bauer. And they created a movie called Woman in Gold. And it was very timely because it goes into the same adventures that I'm writing about. So fortunately, I have two movies that are currently being shown that are about the same subject matter as my book.
Now, if you had to choose, what would you say is the most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to be interesting to the readers?
I think that the most important idea that I'll be sharing is how the Jewish community was persecuted during World War II and how they were so mistreated by the Nazis confiscating their art, their treasures, or even their lives. And I think people have a tendency to forget. That's why I feel that we should remember. We should remember this persecution so we can avoid it happening in the future to other generations.
So, how do the neo-Nazis figure in your book?
Well, the neo-Nazis are the current gentlemen. I use the term loosely. They're people that are still supporting the Nazi regime. They are still trying to prove that Hitler was correct. I was in Nuremberg in the 90s. I was attending a trade show in Nuremberg and walking through the main railway station. A group of neo-Nazis with their swastika armbands marched through the train station, pushing people aside, and they were supposedly supporting a soccer team, and they were rude and obnoxious. And that was my first experience, actual true experience, of meeting neo-Nazis.
Is that why you were able to describe Nuremberg so clearly?
That is exactly why. I was in Nuremberg five different years at this trade show. We always stayed at the same hotel, and it was a little residence hotel called the Hamburg Hotel. And we would eat in Old Town Nuremberg at a restaurant that was very famous. It was called Helegeisspital, and we referred to it as the Spital. And it was a hospital originally, and they converted it to a restaurant in the 1900s, and it became a very famous restaurant, and that's why it was mentioned in the book. Nuremberg is a very interesting city. It has both an old section, which is Old Town Nuremberg, and a new section, like the sports center where we had our trade show. So I was blessed with seeing Nuremberg in the 90s. It was a location that Hitler actually had picked as being his world headquarters. And interestingly enough, just beyond the Messe Center, where the trade show was Hitler's parade ground, where he spoke and declared that Nuremberg would be the world's capital. And it was very interesting to be able to see that. And some of those thoughts were still in my mind when I wrote the first book, Mill Park Mystery. And I wanted to express it more by this sequel, The Anti-Nazi Task Force Adventures. This book was very extensive, and my research on the actual art was very extensive. I wanted to make sure that everything that I used was historically factual, that people could read about this art and actually see pictures of it if they wanted to. If you have been in a situation where you have an experience that you can share, it's much more meaningful than if you just Google it, as an example. I was there. I saw all of these things happening. I saw these places. I went to different art museums while I was there. I didn't realize at the time that I would be using it in a book, but fantastically, it worked out real well.
Is that why you seem to know Würzburg so well?
Würzburg is an interesting city. I visited Würzburg because I had a distributor, a German distributor, that sold my product, and his warehouse and office was in Würzburg. So I visited the city to visit his office and to talk to him about our product. Interesting enough, I went to the government house, they call it, and it showed a diorama of Würzburg that had been flattened totally, destroyed during World War II, and rebuilt in exactly the same replica that it was originally. Very interesting city, right along the river. And the German distributor that I was interviewing in Würzburg was very stern, as I might say. He would look at you over the top of his glasses like he was bored totally with you being across from his desk. I use a pseudonym for him in the book, and he ends up a Nazi. It was just a play on his treatment that he could have been what I would think as a Nazi during World War II.
Why did you select Munich as one of your project cities?
Well, I was reading a newspaper article about finding a trove of private art in Munich. And the gentleman that had this trove of art was a grandson of an art dealer that specifically was looking for art for the Nazis during World War II. And when his art was found, it came to light that much of it was related to Jewish families, owned by Jewish families, and it was stolen during World War II. This newspaper article came out in 2012, and it showed this trove of art consisting of art from Matisse, Dix, Lieberman, Gustav Klimt, who was the artist for Lady in Gold. And it listed not only the artists, but the actual art that was confiscated by the authorities from this dealer. The dealer's name was Cornelius Gerlitt, and he was the grandson of Hildebrand Gerlitt, who was the collector of stolen art for the Nazis. A very interesting man. Anyway, this is why I thought it was so important. Here I'm blessed with reading about stolen art, that will fit right into my story. Not only will it fit, it'll be the actual art that was stolen, the actual artist. And it will even relate to some of the families, such as the lady in gold. That was tied right to the Bauer family and was eventually a court case in the United States to get authority to recover this art from a museum in Austria. Very interesting story that I felt fit so well in the book.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, like I said earlier, Don, I think that the young people of today, the junior, senior high schools that are studying World War II, they have no idea what was happening to these Jewish families. I think they should be aware of this because there is people out there that don't believe the Holocaust ever happened. And then that same group that I was telling you before, the 40 and 50-year-olds that heard their family talking about World War II, or the 70 and 80-year-olds like myself that actually lived during the World War II period. So there's three distinct groups that I think would enjoy and actually get something out of this book historically.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
Readers can find my book at Amazon, or they can go to my own website, which is www.budsbooksalllowercase.com. If they go to my website and order a book, they will receive a signed copy. And if they go to Amazon, they can either buy it in the paperback or they can buy it as a Kindle ebook.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been R.G. Bud Phelps, and he is the author of Anti-Nazi Task Force Adventures. Bud, thanks very much for being with us today.
Yes, Don. Thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Please share this interview with your family and your friends so that they too may have the opportunity to discover our guest and his work. And why not spread the word on social media? We look forward to your joining us next time for another great book and another great author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.